We have talked a little in the past on this show about drinking rates increasing during the COVID-19 pandemic, but what does that actually translate to? What does that actually mean for people and for their health? Well, a new study led by a UNC researcher provides a little bit of insight into some of that and into answering some of that. Joining me on the phone is Dr. Sasha Deutschlink, who is a fellow in the Division of Gastroenterology and Hepatology in the UNC Department of Medicine. She's the lead author of a new study just published examining alcohol-associated liver disease and mortality. Pretty serious subject and some pretty serious research done here by Dr. Deutschlink. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us here on 97.9 The Hill.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So can you tell us a little bit about the basis of this study? Because it does take a look at several years of data before the COVID-19 pandemic as well. Can you tell us a little bit about the basis of the study and then kind of what the results were? What did you guys find when looking at this data?
Yeah, so we were looking at mortality due to alcohol-associated liver disease in the United States, and we were actually using national mortality data through the Centers for Disease Control. They have a actually publicly available database that looks at national mortality. We were actually building upon prior research that was published by our senior author, Dr. Moon, who had looked at alcohol-associated liver disease mortality from 2006 to 2017. And they saw this steady rise in alcohol-associated liver disease mortality actually before the pandemic, and this was published previously. However, during the pandemic, we noticed just from practicing in the hospital and seeing patients, really alarming increases in alcohol-associated liver disease in the hospital and increasing severity as well. And so we wanted to update some of those numbers that had previously been published from 2017, but also see if the timing of the pandemic had any sort of impact on alcohol-associated liver disease mortality. And what we did find is from 2017 to 2019, the rates of alcohol-associated liver disease mortality did continue to go up kind of steadily, which was consistent with the prior data from 2006 to 2017. But what we did see from 2019 was a pretty marked acceleration in alcohol-associated liver disease mortality. That was a really significant difference in the trend that we had seen from the decade prior.
Got it, got it. Can you, for our listeners, explain a little bit more about what ALD, what alcohol-associated liver disease is? What are some of the symptoms? How is it caused?
Yeah, so alcohol-associated liver disease refers to any sort of liver injury or disease due to alcohol. So alcohol, when consumed in larger quantities than is generally recommended, can end up causing some fat deposition in the liver. So that would be called alcohol-associated fatty liver disease. And then over time, that deposition of fat and injury to the liver can then lead to scarring, or what's called fibrosis. And then it can lead to really severe scarring, which is called cirrhosis. And that's really what we think of is when we think of like end-stage liver disease and a lot of the mortality due to alcohol-associated liver diseases in that cirrhosis group. And then the other really significant thing that we see is something called alcohol-associated hepatitis, which is an acute inflammatory response to very high amounts of alcohol that we see in the liver. And that is also contributes significantly to alcohol-associated liver disease mortality.
Got it. So we're talking about drinking and usually drinking a substantial amount when we see this disease pop up. Mm-hmm. And when we talked with another UNC health researcher earlier in the year, I believe, or within the last few months, it was chiefly talking about how kind of all age groups saw increased alcohol drinking during the pandemic. And I imagine that this study, too, found, in addition to these mortality rates accelerating during the pandemic, was it across all age groups? Was it within one specific population?
Yeah, so we saw it in pretty much every age group except like the over 85 age group, which it makes sense because people who are 85 are, you know, their risk of dying of other things is also pretty high. And then they just don't tend to, people who really consume really heavy amounts of alcohol are less likely to live to 85. So that was the only age group we didn't see it. But we saw, yeah, increases in alcohol-associated liver disease mortality all the way from, we looked at ages 25 to 85 plus. And we really saw increases all the way from ages 25 to 84. We saw like the highest relative increases, however, in the younger populations, so ages 25 to 44. In 2017, the rates were relatively low, especially compared to other age groups, and we really saw those have a more significant relative increase compared to other age groups, but every age group increased.
We're speaking with Dr. Sasha Deutschlink, who's with the UNC Department of Medicine and is the lead author of a new study that examines alcohol-associated liver disease and mortality, which was increasing before the pandemic, accelerated during the COVID-19 pandemic. And Dr. Deutschlink, I know that you're on the research side, but can you also kind of put into perspective, are these numbers alarming to you? Are these numbers unexpected for researchers? Was it more of an increase in acceleration than initially thought?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. It's definitely more than we expected to see. We went into it not really knowing. We thought it might increase a little bit more than we had expected initially pre-COVID. But yeah, I mean, the numbers were pretty significant. Again, across all age groups, men, women, all, you know, demographics. So yeah, it was more than I think we had expected. And, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic, it's, you know, something that's new to a lot of us in research, and we just didn't know what to expect because it was a big change that none of us had ever studied before. You know, the only, you know, other example was, you know, before my lifetime. And so we really didn't know what sort of impact it would have on alcohol consumption and then, you know, and complications from that, including liver disease.
Understood. And I know that the study was chiefly looking at Americans. Is this a trend mm-hmm. that research is showing is happening elsewhere in the world too? I mean, it might be too early to know if that's the result necessarily of the COVID-19 pandemic elsewhere, but are worldwide ALD and mortality rates increasing, or is this just an American issue?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some research from early on in the pandemic looking at other countries and alcohol consumption and hospitalizations for alcohol-associated liver disease and alcohol-associated hepatitis. And yes, there are other countries are definitely seeing increases in this as well. And so, yeah, so this is something that did seem to impact people internationally.
Got it. And another question here, too, it's probably too early to tell, but based on how much these mortality rates accelerated within the pandemic, does it seem like this is going to be the new rate in the U.S., or is there a chance that it will kind of regress to a mean over the next few years?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I don't know, and I think we are anxiously awaiting the updated mortality data from 2021, and then, you know, hopefully we'll have some from 2022 that we can look at and try to update this and see and track what changes we're able to see. You know, I think that there are some unique impacts of the stay-at-home orders and quarantine and what that did and what isolation did to people. There's some studies looking at like social isolation and how that can increase risk for heavy alcohol consumption. So there may be some unique effects that were more related to early on in the pandemic that may get a little bit better over time. But then we're going to also see some people who developed really heavy alcohol consumption or alcohol use disorder during that period, and they'll, you know, will continue to contribute to that increasing alcohol-associated liver disease burden and mortality. So it's hard to know at this time. You know, I would suspect that probably will the acceleration might level off or go down a little bit as, you know, people are not isolating at home as much and more integrated into their communities again. And, but, you know, time will tell and we'll see.
Once again, we're speaking with Dr. Sasha Deutschlink, who's a fellow in the Division of Gastroenterology and Hepatology in the UNC Department of Medicine, talking about a study that she was the lead author on, which examined alcohol-associated liver disease and mortality rates here in the U.S. They found that this has accelerated during the pandemic, but was increasing in the years ahead of the pandemic, too. As we begin to finish up, Dr. Deutschlink, how do you hope that this study that's now published, completed, is going to be helpful in the future when looking at these rates, when looking at the effects of ALD?
Yeah, I mean, so I think describing how much this is increasing, is we're really hoping to increase awareness and then call for a response, a united effort from people across the country to really address this concerning trend. And it's going to take efforts from a lot of different avenues to really address this, from the prevention side of things, really trying to focus on screening patients and improving access to primary care where patients can get screened for their alcohol use and receive education, and then early access to treatment and intervention. And so really trying to curtail alcohol consumption and alcohol use disorder before it gets to really severe end-stage liver disease that leads to increased morbidity and mortality.
And is there anything else you think is important for our listeners to know about alcohol-associated liver disease or important to know about this study that you just completed?
Yeah, I think that really the take-home message we wanted to demonstrate was that mortality is increasing, and it's increasing at a higher rate amongst women and young adults. And so this is a demographic that has been really impacted over the recent years by alcohol consumption. And we really need to work together to recognize early signs of high-risk alcohol consumption and work to provide early screening, early intervention to promote health and wellness and reduce the risk of complications from alcohol use disorder.
That's definitely interesting data, and data that I imagine we're going to continue to follow for a long time. And if you want to check out the study, we're going to be linking to it on chapelboro.com if you want to learn more about this look that Dr. Sasha Deutschlink and many other researchers had into ALD. Dr. Deutschlink, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today, and congratulations on this study being published.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.